Wayfarer, here we are, on the Thursday of Holy Week, what is called Maundy Thursday. And Jesus, the God-man, the way himself, with his own termination date, with an expiration of less than 12 hours, what does Jesus count as most important, as the way through the dark? And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them. Luke 22:19. In the original language, he gave thanks reads eucharisteo. The root word of eucharisteo is charis, meaning grace. Jesus took the bread and sought his grace and gave thanks. He took the bread and knew it to be a gift and gave thanks. But there is more. Eucharisteo, thanksgiving, envelops the Greek word for grace, charis, but it also holds its derivative, the Greek word chara, meaning joy. Deep chara, joy, is only found at the table of thanksgiving. Charis, grace. Eucharisteo, thanksgiving. Chara, joy. A triplet of stars, a constellation in the black, a threefold cord that might hold a life, offer a way up into the fullest life. Grace, thanksgiving, joy. Eucharisteo, a Greek word that might make meaning of everything. Doxology, 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 thanksgiving. And then scripture reads John 13. The evening meal was in progress. He got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I've done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I've set an example for you, that you should do as I have done for you." Jesus is about to let flesh be broken with nail, heart be broken with rejection, the chains be broken with bleeding love. And in his last hours, before his earthly end, he doesn't run out to buy something or catch a flight to go see something. But he gives thanks and wraps a towel around his waist and kneels low to take the feet of his forsakers and betrayers gently in hand and wash the grime between their toes. And this is the full-bodied Eucharisteo, the Eucharisteo that touches body and soul, hands and knees and feet awash in grace. At the last, in the end, this is the way that will determine a fulfilling, meaningful life. A life that, behind all the facades, every one of us longs to live. A gratitude for the blessings that expresses itself by becoming the blessing. Eucharisteo is giving thanks for grace. But in the breaking and giving of bread, in the washing of feet, Jesus makes it clear that Eucharisteo is, yes, more. It is giving grace away. Eucharisteo is the hand that opens to receive grace, then with thanks breaks the bread, that moves out into the larger circle of life and washes the feet of the world with that grace. Without the breaking, the giving, without the washing of feet, Eucharisteo that breaks the bread, that moves out into the larger circle of life, without that breaking and giving, Eucharisteo isn't complete. The communion service is only complete in service. Communion, by necessity, always leads into community. Eucharisteo means to give thanks, and give is a verb, something that we do. God calls us to do thanks, to give the thanks away. The thanksgiving might literally become thanksgiving, that our lives become the very blessing we have received. Doxology, doxology, doxology. It's Maundy Thursday of Holy Week, and there will be fragile circles and shaky tables and flickering candles and bruised gatherings and broken family and wounded communities. And the way forward is to keep finding a way to keep giving thanks. Doxology, doxology, doxology. And the way forward is to keep the Maundy Thursday commandment to love one another, to keep being vulnerable with one another in a posture of cruciform love. Love lives given. And the way to keep loving one another is to keep living cruciform. Keep giving our vulnerable hearts to one another. Give thanks. Give love. Live given. This is always the way forward. Today, as you walk with Jesus through Holy Week, you are on the way when you make your life about giving thanks and living given.